Britney got married. Britney got married. Now, this is wonderful news, especially for us. Hashtag Free Britney stands and supporters and just longtime admirers of one of the most famous pop stars ever. I've been, you know, taking in all this incredible news via TMZ and Page Six and E, and I think this is just a wonderful day, and I'm just so happy for our queen because she's finally getting the happy ending that she so rightfully deserves after a long, 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 long time of being in a conservatorship. But anyways, before I get into all that, I just want to say good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. It's Friday. It's I, Andrew, the mistress of pop culture, here to deliver you some pop culture stories. Three of which are Britney-based. One is a Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian-based, which I thought was pretty interesting, and I wanted to, you know, switch it up a little bit, diversify my portfolio, if you will. And then we're going to go into the weekend, which is really exciting. I'm back in LA after 2 weeks in Boston, which is just simply glorious. I got back really late yesterday. Well, basically really, okay, today's Friday, so I got in really early Thursday morning. At like 1 a.m., my flight was delayed. Thanks, JetBlue. Went home, did some work, TikToking, watched Kardashians, went to bed by 3, woke up at 9 because I'm a little bit jet-lagged. And then I just had like a jam-packed day. I took my dog to get groomed. I went and got a manicure. I ran a bunch of errands. And I was like just so tired. But I'm one of those, I'm a doer, you know. I like to jam-pack my days full of things to do because that's, you know, what you got to do. And it's a busy summer, so I got to be very productive. And it was a great day, but I just gotta say, I'm so tired, and it's Pride here in LA, and I have a bunch of stuff going on this weekend, so I'm just gonna take a breath and enjoy being in bed while I am. And I'm gonna go get my coffee, because Sissy needs it. But aside from that, I hope everybody had a great week, and everybody has some good plans for the weekend, and if not, you have a weekend inside, then live your best life, girl. So let's get into our story, shall we? Because there's much to talk about, and I don't want to dilly-dally any longer. The first story of the day, the big story of the day, really, is Britney Spears marries Sam Asghari after 5 years together. Every single outlet is reporting this, but my choice of news outlet is E! E! News, so let's read. Okay, excuse me, ooh. Britney Spears and Sam Asghari just went and did something. The Toxic singer has tied the knot with the fitness model after 5 years of dating. A source tells E! News the pair hosted a ceremony in Los Angeles on June 9th, by the way. There were a ton of photos thanks to TMZ of the tent. It was in our gated community. It was fabulous. It looked really, really posh and chic. For her big day, Britney wore a gown created by Donatella Versace, who she previously teased as the mastermind in charge of her wedding attire. A second insider tells E! News that the dress featured an off-the-shoulder cap sleeve with a deep V-shaped slit in the leg, adding that she walked down the aisle to Elvis Presley's song Can't Help Falling in Love. Oh, Britney, that makes me so happy. Especially with all, like, the hoopla about Elvis these days, starring Austin Butler, which I might see. I like Baz Luhrmann, but Moulin Rouge is always going to be one of my fave films. But I've seen, like, the clips and stuff for Elvis, and quite honestly, it doesn't look like my cup of tea, but that's just me. Anyways, Britney completed her bridal look with jewelry from Stephanie Gottlieb and makeup by Charlotte Tilbury. Hey, love Charlotte Tilbury. And though her two sons and parents weren't in attendance, she had several friends by her side, including Paris and Drew Barrymore, the nuptials. Come 9 months after Britney, 40, announced her engagement to Sam, 28. The Grammy winner first with the Black Monday actor in 2016 on the set of her Slumber Party music video. At the same time of their engagement, a third source told E! News that Sam had, quote, been dying to propose and confirmed he popped the question at Britney's home in Thousand Oaks, California. For the proposal, Sam had worked with Roman Malaliev, former Diamonds of New York founder and master jeweler, to create a 4-carat diamond engagement ring with the word Lioness, his nickname for Britney, engraved in the inside band. I mean, that's just amazing, wonderful. Quote, it was very private and romantic. Everything she wanted, third insider shared. Britney has told Sam that he is her soulmate and that she's so grateful to have him, especially during these hard times. I mean, I think many of her fans, including myself and the general public, think Sam Asghari has been instrumental in freeing Britney from her conservatorship and just been very loyal by her side. I would have to say this seems as if it's a very, very real deal relationship. I know, obviously, with Kevin Federline, many thought, including myself, that he was just using her for clout, which, you know, isn't necessarily a bad thing, but it's obviously not great for someone who is in that state of mind, but Sam has really been there for her and, like, really been fighting for her. And, you know, he's a good-looking man. He could probably get anyone, but he's with Britney, and Britney's, like, literally the most gorgeous queen ever. But Sam is one of those LA guys that, you know, could get whoever. But obviously, Britney's, like, the creme de la creme. So what is he going to do? Like, some influencer? I don't think so. But this makes me really, really happy. And this brings us now to our second article today, which sort of a brushed upon right before, but all the celeb guests at Britney Spears' wedding, Britney Spears and Sam Asghari's wedding. This is also from E! News. All eyes are on Britney Spears in the center of the ring. She marries Sam Asghari. Although the couple's June 9th wedding is set to be an intimate affair, there were no shortage of celeb guests arriving to watch them exchange vows in Los Angeles, Paris Hilton, Drew Barrymore, and Maria Menounos were just some of the familiar faces who were spotted at Britney's wedding to the fitness trainer. I'm like laughing at Maria Menounos, like extra, extra, if you know, you know. Which featured, Britney's wedding to fitness trainer featured a massive Cinderella-inspired horse-drawn carriage as part of its festivities. Oh, I love that for Britney. Other notable names who landed on the uber-exclusive guest list included fashion designer Donatella Versace, Kathy Hilton, which, by the way, Kathy looks fabulous. You know who I am actually quite surprised wasn't at Britney's wedding? Was Lindsay Lohan. There's that obviously iconic photo of Lindsay Paris and Britney from the car back in the day. But also, like, Kim K. I feel like Kim K would be in Britney's inner circle. But maybe Britney really just, like, wanted her close besties. Like, also COVID and pandemic and, you know, all that stuff. It's amazing. No, it's more than amazing. It's fabulous. By the way, I forgot to tell you guys. Well, I did sort of mention that I went and got a manicure today. But I got a really great gel nail manicure. And what I did was I got the colors of the rainbow. So, Roy G. Biv, obviously. But since you have 10 fingers and there's, like, 6 colors, one of my fingers has purple on my thumb, and it's fabulous. But by the way, I really am liking this, like, gel manicure right now. And I was at the grocery store today, and the wonderful cashier was like, I love your nails, girly. And I was like, thanks, girly. She was like, did you do them yourself, girly? And I was like, no, girly. How do you think I could do that, girly? I'm not you, girly. And the girly was like, okay, girly. It was a lot of girlying. But anyway, shout out to the place that I went to in Burbank right by my old apartment. Which, by the way, before I get into our next story, I'm one of those people that, like, has... I'm, like, super sentimental, and I'm super, super, like, nostalgic about, like, where I used to live and stuff. So I always... I used to live in Burbank, and there's this grocery store that I used to live by that I always go to, and there's this dry cleaner that I still use today, 10 years later, and I also go to this manicure, the nail salon, because it's all right by my old place. It's, like, really inconvenient together because I live in West Hollywood, and going to Burbank is, like, 20 minutes, and with there's traffic, it's, like, really, really crazy. You have to go through the canyon, and it still takes a really long time to get to the valley. But you know what? It's, like, worth the drive. I'm like, whatever. Gas is, like, $8 a gallon. I'm like, oh, well. But, like, I was thinking very recently, I lease a car, an Audi, and I was like, maybe I should buy an electric car. Not necessarily, like, a Tesla, but, like, yeah, obviously a Tesla. But I don't know. Like, what do you guys think? Do electric cars, not electric cars? But my building doesn't allow people to, like, plug in their cars, so I have to go somewhere to charge my car. Like, what am I going to do? Just sit in my car? But, like, I'm always in my car anyways, early on my phone. But, like, I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, those are all the guests that were at her wedding, which is, like, super fabulous. But no Jamie Lynn, no family, because quite honestly, Britney's family doesn't deserve to be at her special day. This is about Britney and Sam, not Jamie Lynn. Which, by the way, I wonder, like, what the sales were for Jamie Lynn's book after, like, that debacle. I can't assume they were great, or if she made it to the New York Times bestselling list. Not that I wish ill on any type of author, but you know what? After all was revealed about how unkindly, let's just say, Jamie Lynn Spears treated her sister during her conservatorship and profited off of her success. Like, I don't think so, girl. But we shall see. Anyway, our story of the day. Well, it's not really a full story, but it's sort of like a update from TMZ. Britney Spears' sons won't attend wedding. Wish her and Sam the best. Britney Spears will have a... Sorry, a lot of this is redundant, repetitive, but, you know, girls gotta repeat what a girl's gotta repeat. Britney Spears will have a limited number of friends and family in attendance at her wedding. A group that will not include her sons, who still wish their mom the best, TMZ has learned. TMZ broke the story. Britney and Sam will tie the knot, blah, blah, blah. Kevin Federline's powerhouse attorney, Mark Vincent Kaplan, tells us the 16-year-old Sean Preston, the 15-year-old Jaden James will not be going. He adds, quote, although the boys will not be in attendance, Kevin and the boys are happy for Britney and wish her and Sam all the best going forward. Our sources say, ours as in TMZ, about 100 people were expected to be there. Gosh, to be invited to Britney's wedding, to be a fly on the wall there, I mean, that is a star-studded celebrity event. One, I wish I could get my hands on an invitation, but, like, never. This is, like, the equivalent, honestly, Britney getting married is honestly the equivalent, like, level of, like, Kim dating Pete if they were to get married. Like, it might arguably be even bigger, because, I mean, the Kim and Kanye wedding was pretty big, but Britney's, like, hers is not even, like, televised. It's super, like, that. It's just, like, I can't believe, I'm just so happy Paris was there. Like, that warms my heart, because Paris has been getting some weird press because of Lisa Rinna and Kathy and that whole thing about Paris being... Which, oh, by the way, fun fact, Paris follows me on TikTok, which is, like, I can't even believe it. Like, if only the 12-year-old who was obsessed with that show on VH1, The Fabulous Life of, knew that Paris Hilton would want to be following me on TikTok. I mean, that's just, like, I can't even. But anyways, fun fact. Okay, for the final story of the day from Page Six, Blac Chyna ready, quote, ready to face Rob Kardashian in nightmare court case after boxing match. Okay, I can't even with Angela, but whatever. Blac Chyna feels prepared to fight ex-Rob Kardashian in court, especially after she dukes it out in a charity boxing match this weekend. Quote, she's ready to face Rob in court and just wants to get past this nightmare, a source exclusively tells Page Six. Quote, but right now her focus is on their children and the fight to raise money for the animals. That's nice. The 34-year-old mom of two is squaring off against Instagram model Alicia McGann at Damon Feldman's celebrity boxing event at the Charles Dodge Center in Pembroke Pines, Florida on Saturday. Damn, I wish I had a ticket to that. I would like to take pictures and like TikTok it. UFC champ Rashad Evans will play referee, while rapper Flavor Flav will serve as ring announcer. That's iconic. Chyna's participation in the event will benefit the Pasadena Humane Society. This, of course, won't be her only public battle this month. After losing a lengthy legal war with the Kardashian-Jenners over claims that the family used their influence to tarnish Chyna's reputation and cancel her second season of Rob and Chyna, the former E! Star will spar with Just Rob 35 in a new trial that has been begin to schedule on June 13th. Quote, Chyna has accused him of posting, quote, revenge porn of her on the internet following their 2017 split. Quote, she wanted to settle, but Rob has made some things impossible. He continues to offer her very little for what he has put her through, the insider ads addressing claims made this week by Rob and his legal team that Chyna backed out of a pre-discussed settlement. Quote, under California law, settlement discussions are confidential. Chyna's lawyer, Lynn Chani, previously told Page Six in a statement, quote, Rob Kardashian has violated California law by revealing alleged details of ongoing settlement discussions. Despite her ongoing drama with Rob, Chyna tells Page Six that she has maintained a positive outlook thanks to her new love of boxing. Well, I do wonder, after she lost the thing with the Kardashian girlies, if she's going to win or lose this. This is all just very stressful. I can't imagine how difficult it is for the Kardashians to have to go through this. And little do they know that when Rob... Well, we all know that Rob got Chyna pregnant despite his family. But I guess they must have had some serious family discussions where they were like, let's just move on from this. Rob made a mistake. He's clearly, like, not... I don't even want to say anything, but that's... It is what it is. And it's sad, but you know what? Sometimes not everybody will do what you want them to do. And everybody has certain members of their family that, you know, are disappointing. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But aside from that, everybody, that was like kind of me. But you know what? It's honest. And honesty is like a lost form of art. And I'm going to bring it back because I'm honestly, it's sometimes, honestly, you got to be harsh. And being successful isn't easy. And like, you got to be a straight shooter. But that's just me. Okay, everybody, that's all I got for you. I'm tired. I want to take a little bit of a nap, even though I literally just woke up from a slumber, but I'm still tired, and I'm gonna get my day started. But I hope everybody has a fabulous weekend, and I express only gratitude to you guys so much. I only express gratitude to you all. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I'm Andrew DeVito, the Mistress of Pop Culture. You can see my podcast on various podcast apps: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the iTunes app, Pocket Casts, whatever. Have a fabulous weekend, and I'll be back with you guys Monday to chit and chat about all the juicy stuff that goes on in the celebrity world. All right, everybody, in the words of Kristen Bell, XOXO, Gossip Girl.